Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to episode 693 of Flow Wrestling Radio Live. I'm your host, Christian Piles, joined today by not one, not two, but three co-hosts. We got James Dean Rader. He's here. Ben Funky Askren shaved his face because he knows this is going to be a big show, so he wanted to look at him. 22-year-old Ben Askren. And John Kozak is here to help us talk about World Team Trials.
What's going on?
Everyone's talking about the seeds. Seeds are top of mind.
Oh, what are they even doing?
Well, yeah, I don't know. Some instances, I think I can kind of see what happened. In some instances, I'm like, I am scratching my head a little bit.
Okay, don't call me a Pat Downey homer, because I don't think I am. I think I'm fair and honest with my critiques of this man.
Yes.
But how do you honestly put him at 13? That it's pretty absurd, honestly.
Yeah. So in a lot of instances, you can tell they looked a lot at 2019 and they let that influence a lot of their decisions. And like if you look at 70, we all kind of universally agreed that James Green would probably be the one based on his results at the weight at 70. Even though that was back in 2019, we said it's probably going to look this way. Mm-hmm. So we all kind of reconciled, hey, let's look back to 2019 then and it makes sense. But they did not do that for Pat, which I know he didn't wrestle at 79, and that is maybe the question and why he got buried. But, man, if you're a world teamer 2 years
ago. That's true with so many of these people.
Absolutely, it's true. Absolutely, it's true. So Downey at the 13, I don't quite understand it. I think obviously he has the credentials to be seated ahead of Mickey O'Malley. We could start there.
That's the most obvious laughable one. But the guy for what it's worth, the guy made a senior level world team. And honestly, it kind of punishes Jason Nolf and the rest of the field on the upside more than anybody, because you have a guy who, you know, well, I guess they would mean second round because Downey should likely be the four. I think is probably where he'd be most fair. So you put him at the four. I guess that bumps Wick to the six, Lujan to the seven. So, you know, it kind of really changes around the way the bracket would be structured.
Yeah, the other thing with Downey, too, is he wrestled at the Olympic trials and he had a good tournament there. It's not like he hasn't been active since 2019. He went and wrestled there, and he had really good wins. He took fourth, right?
You know what? The one I forgot, I was looking at the bracket yesterday, and it didn't come up, but I totally blanked. He teched Aaron Brooks. Mm-hmm. He got teched by Valencia, and he got teched by Bo Nickel. But he teched Aaron Brooks like 11-0.
Yeah, so on the one hand, Downey's been active. On the other hand, 1C Tyler Graff, we're putting out all points bulletins for this guy.
That's what I brought it up the other day. We haven't seen him in forever.
And he got the one at 61 kilograms. And I have to admit, I'm a little confused, yet should I be? Because in the same vein, we all think, I think we all kind of agree that James would be the one seed at 70, and we're cool with that. So how can we not be cool with Graf number one at 61 if we feel that way about 70?
Well, I'm not terrible with Graf at number one. I mean, we brought it up the other day. I said it wouldn't be my first go-to, and strictly because literally he's been nowhere almost while the rest of these guys have been highly active. So you don't like in this bracket, there's 12 of them. If you would have said, hey, Tyler Graf's at number five because he didn't compete all that much last year, okay, fine, right? Mm-hmm. You tell me Tyler Graf's at number 12? I'm going to say, explain to me how Tyler Graf is at number 12. That's what I'm going to say.
That would have been inexplicable. Honestly, one of the most confusing seats, Downey aside, I think the most confusing seat to me is Soriano at the three. I don't listen.
Why?
Because why would he be a three seed ahead of Dayton or Gross? He doesn't have any results at the weight other than what?
Yeah, the only time he's been at 61 was the Beat the Streets match against
Cologne.
Joe Cologne. But aside from that, he's been at 57, where he has a head-to-head loss to Seth Gross. The only time. They wrestled. So that was, for me, I was super surprised.
Yeah, so I think, Christian, I don't think it's that inexplicable because it's just off by a little bit. So if you want to say he's got no result at 61, you want to throw out the Cologne matches and exhibition or whatever, okay, bump him down to five or something. But he has, he won the tournament, Pelico in last March, I think it was, or February, I don't know.
DeGlane, January,
DeGlane in January. And so between Cologne, Soriano, Fix, and Gross, they have primarily wrestled at 57 recently. Tomasello also, actually, when I look at it. So the five of the top six have almost primarily wrestled at 57. So is Soriano. So you could say, hey, Soriano has beaten Dayton Fix, but if you're going to put him, if you're gonna put him that high, just bump him up one more over Cologne because he has the win over Cologne in freestyle. So if you're gonna put him at three, you might as well put him at two. That's the only thing that makes sense.
That I'm with you, and you're saying, hey, these guys all wrestled at 57, and so take the 57 results. Well, kind of flying counter that is 70 kilograms, where they clearly are like the 65 kilogram Olympic trials bracket did not happen because Jordan Oliver is the five seed behind Zane and Green, who are both in the bracket. So I get a little confused. And just before we move to that, with Soriano at the three, I think, listen, Dayton was on a world team in 2019 at 57.
Yeah.
Has to be close to a trump card. And you say, well, it's not off by much. And I agree. It's in the range. But the impact is huge because now Dayton and Seth wrestle in the quarters. That is that's insane.
Where would you go? Where would you go with? So would you put him at two, or would you bump him all the way down to like a five or a six?
I think he's behind Seth squarely. I think ahead of Nashon, who he beat soundly, and maybe right at in front of or behind Nathan Tomasello. I think.
Well, yeah,
I mean, Tomasello was on the national team.
Yeah, you got to reward Tomasello for wrestling all the way back to 30 at the Olympic trials. That's kind of important.
Obviously, Nick would have been at trials. It probably would have been a different. This is probably a really different discussion. But he we can't base it off that. And so I am confused a little bit by some of the choices.
Oliver at five is also highly puzzling because it's like, okay, Zane's right next to him, and Zane is a guy he just beat. I mean, we're talking a couple months ago placed higher than to make the world team,
right?
The Olympic team. So, like, how is that explicable? And then the Deacon at three, I'm like, did I miss something? How does Deacon get to three? Someone tell me this, please?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious. 70 kilograms is all about 2019, with the exception of Pantelio.
Green and Pantelio both wrestled at the senior nationals. That was in April at 70 kilograms, which I don't think can be said for the most of the rest of these guys, which I think is notable.
Right. Right. And then the thing with Deacon that makes it more complicated is the head-to-head loss that he had to Berger at the end of March this year. So he just got 10-0'd by Berger. And so, like, I would be fine with Deacon being that high if he didn't just compete against somebody who's in the field and seeded at the sixth seed in Tyler Berger. And, you know, to me, so that's the head-to-head that matters, the one that just happened. And that's yeah. where it's like I have a hard time seeing him being.
Yeah, so this is very 2019 heavy. I mean, they favored Zane beating J.O. at 65 in 2019 over J.O. winning the 65 bracket in 2021. That's wild.
Yeah.
But, you know, if they flip it, okay.
Well, but what makes sense is J.O. at 3 makes a lot of sense because he did lose to Pantaleo at the Club Cup. Mm-hmm. It's not exactly the same weight class, but we'll call it close enough.
150, yeah.
It was 68. Yeah, so I think he makes, if we went to the Oliver, it makes a lot of sense to put him at the 3. Leave Zane at the 4, and then you bump, honestly, I don't know how far you bump Deacon down. I definitely don't think that he would be the 3. Maybe the 5 is a fair place for Deacon, but he just lost to Berger, which you're referencing, so maybe you move him all the way down to 6.
Yeah, I do think they had a unique challenge here with some of these because – especially the 2 weights where we're having, or the 3 weights where we're having the most discussion are all non-Olympic weights, right?
Yes.
92 is also a non-Olympic weight, but it's a little more cut and dry. But I think when you have guys different weights all the time, I think there's just some difficulty in synthesizing all that information, coming up with a clean cut rubric for doing it. And also remember, this is not like USA doesn't just put these out and say these are the seeds. This is like there was a seeding meeting with coaches and discussion, and I would love to have been there.
I think that's why Downey was so low, is because he doesn't have a coach.
Yeah, there's definitely no one calling in on Pat Downey's behalf. For sure. That's a legitimate. I think that's probably that. I think they probably said, if I had to guess, they're like, he's not making this weight. What are we doing? Why? Let's put him there. But to Ben's point, Jason Nolf's round of 16 match goes from Mickey O'Malley to Pat Downey if he makes this weight. That's, but if we get Jason Nolf versus Pat Downey, can we just talk about the wrestling? We get that match. Oh, I mean, how tremendous, to use Ben's word, tremendous.
Yeah.
That is tremendous.
No, and I stole it from someone else too, so feel free to use as much as you want. But yeah, I mean, Nolf is actually better upper body than we think. So I think he's not going to take advantage of. My guess is he would gas him out because we're talking a couple hours after he would make 79 kg is what we're talking about. So I really think that he would gas him out here. I don't know. You know, maybe not, but I think that's what it would look like.
You would think. I don't know, man. I bad doubt. It's such a crazy thing to consider, but if he feels decent. At 79, he's going to have a real horsepower advantage over Jason. And I don't know.
Jason's stronger than you think.
Yeah, you've said that to me multiple times.
I rolled him a couple times. I'm like, damn, this dude's like really strong.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm looking – so I went back to October Senior Nationals. Deacon. Someone explain to me how Deacon got the 3 seed. His win over James Green was 2018, correct?
It was 19
U.S. Open.
It was 19. But then he went and lost to him in Final X. So you think they're rewarding him for that one win, and that's why he's at number 3?
Yeah, 100%, because he was in Final X at the weight in 2019.
But what other wins has he gotten? Because so he took 5th at the U.S. Open that was in – or Senior Nationals that was in last October. I can't find any other great freestyle results for him would indicate.
He has one win over Pantaleo in freestyle. I forget when that's from. But recently, there hasn't been anything.
He's seated behind all his relevant wins.
Yeah, and what's funny is Zane has wins over Oliver, Pantaleo, and James Green. But that was from 16 trials.
Yeah, I mean, there's a – oh, man, I don't know what's going on here. I'm puzzled.
puzzled. And, you know, I don't know if these can change or not.
These are pre-seed, so maybe if we can play
enough, normally hold unless someone pulls out.
So I would have said that too, Ben, but there was a seeding meeting. So normally, like, I think what happens is USA puts out kind of the preliminary, here's what we're thinking, and then right before the event, they'll have an actual seeding meeting with coaches, and then from there, you have the seeds. Well, yesterday, there was an actual seeding meeting. So okay. I think these will probably hold. If I had to guess, now maybe someone says, hey, heck no, we won't go.
This is insane. But
I don't know if that's going to – I don't know if that'll be the case.
I'm searching back through Deacon stuff. And I'm not trying to pick on Ryan Deacon. You're really good, Ryan, but you probably should be. The six is probably the best spot for him. He also lost to Caleb Young twice in 2019. So if we're going to count the one win he had there, we got to count the losses against him too, right?
I don't know if how – like, do they consider folk style? Because that's maybe how you get Suriano ahead of Fix. That's kind of the only thing I can see. Because, like, yes – Nick won DeGlane, and that had Gilman and Vito in it, but
yeah,
he didn't beat them head up.
And none of those guys are in the field either,
yeah,
which is relevant. So I would invite,
they should invite us, one of us, to these meetings.
Not me. I would not be the best representative.
Not Ben. Ben, you're uninvited. Invitation redacted.
I'm just going to invite myself. I feel like I do way more research because, I don't memorize all this stuff. I have a general database on who I think is good and bad based on results that I watch. But then, like, I have to go back and look it all up to make sure that I'm, like, not forgetting something, which I do all the time, or missing anything, which I do. That's infrequent. I pretty much watch everything, so there's not a lot of miss, but I do forget about certain matches. So I would go, if we're going to reseed, I'm just going to reseed 74. Guys, if you want, you can give me a job if you want to. It's pretty easy. You're going Green 1, Pentelio 2. You're going J.O. number 3. You're going to go Zane number 4, Berger number 5, Deacon number 6. There, done deal. It's easy.
That was easy. And I think that was
correct. That was easy.
I think that's a little more cut and dry than than 61. 61's pretty tough. But man, I love getting this stuff. I love the conversation it creates. I love the interest. A little bit of heat. I think it's good. I think it's good for the event. And it gives us some storylines as we're waiting for this event to start Saturday. So we've got the brackets, what we think they probably look like if these seeds hold. So I don't know if we want to just
Are we gonna reseed 61, Christian?
No. I mean, all right. Graf has to
I'm gonna
be
go
one.
I'm going Suriano 1. And forget that. Graf hasn't competed in 2 years. I am going to count that against him. I'm going to go Suriano number 1 because he won the international tournament, and he has the win over Joe Colon. I'm going to go Colon 2 because he's actually been out here doing stuff, not like Tyler Graf. We haven't seen Tyler Graf in a freestyle match at 57 or 61 or any of the weight classes that could be wrestled. I'm going to go Dayton 3, Gross 4, Tomasello 5, Graf 6.
Okay. I mean, Suriano at 1 is preposterous.
It is not. Why is it not? Why?
Totally preposterous. Because you're going back to a 2019 exhibition match, which I don't even know what weight that actually was. I don't know.
I think it was like 61-ish.
Ish. And, you know, you're ignoring his feral loss. You're ignoring the fact that, his biggest freestyle result is a tournament that he won with foreigners and two guys that aren't even in this field at a different weight class.
But the one guy who's not in the field, he's not in the field. You know, I'll tell you why he's not in the field. He's not in the field because he won an Olympic bronze medal. That's why he's not in the field. And Nikki Pushups got the bad luck of having the coronavirus at the wrong time. It probably didn't affect him. This man's so strong. He was probably not sick. He probably was hulking out in his room because he's so mad he didn't get to wrestle.
Yeah.
So the reason Thomas Gilman's not in this field is because he's so damn good. And let's not act like Vito's not good either, because Vito's really good. He also, unfortunately, got bit by the coronavirus. So I'm putting Nick – you said I got to do my seeds. I took the time. I did my seeds. He's going number 1. I'm punishing Graf because he hasn't wrestled in 2 years in freestyle. If you can find me some results, I'll consider otherwise. Colon, honestly, I could bump Colon a little lower because his results in the last while have not been that good, but he does have He beat Seth Gross. That's he's got that.
Yeah,
which should count for something.
That should count for something. Okay.
I think all in all, though, I don't think the seeds are like so terrible, and that we can't like. Suriano's the one where I don't understand how they got there, but I understand everything else and Downey, but I don't think the seeds are like the worst.
What about
thing
Deacon?
Ever. Deacon, it's because he made Final X at the weight, so they're really valuing.
So long ago, we're talking. I know. We're talking 2.5 years.
Your Rutherford can beat the streets.
Because you got to put him over Cologne somehow, and he beat Cologne. That's simple.
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously the COVID stuff is complicates things with there not being anything at 70 kilograms last year at all. So I think
it also, Christian, it's not like Soriano's wrestled in a field or a couple fields where he's done poorly and finished below people, as we could say with Ryan Deacon. I mean, he hasn't, right? We just have a lack of results because he had the coronavirus.
Well,
where has Soriano really done poorly at in freestyle?
He lost to Vito's Senior Nationals and forfeited out.
2-2.
Yeah, so, but did he not, what happened? Did he go to Pelicone after DeGlain and took a loss?
He went to Pelicone, and it was a really small tournament, and he lost to Sanayev
twice,
who was the Olympic bronze medalist opposite Gilman. So, yeah, he beat David Davi from Italy there, and a guy from Turkey as well.
Got it. Okay, I'm ready to. Let's turn the page and talk about these brackets.
We're talking about Metallica now.
Wow,
that was a jump, Bob Seger to Metallica.
Man. Oh, I'm way off. I don't even got the right band. Dang,
no, like not even genre.
Well, hold on. Metallica covered that song very well. It's awesome. They did an awesome.
Oh, they
version
did.
Of it.
Oh, I'm not wrong. JD,
you're not wrong.
Metallica.
Bob Seger was first, but then young JD's not aware. He's actually aware of the older version, not the newer version, which came out in the 90s. But yes, Turn the Page, covered by Metallica. How do I know this? Who knows? But anyway, Turn the Page. 61 kilogram bracket. We can pull it up and discuss.
Turn the page.
So
we're turning the page.
We're turning the page to 61 kilograms. Page 61.
Wasn't I just talking about 61?
Well, no, we're talking about the bracket now.
I was talking about the bracket, how I'd move it around.
Yeah, how you move around. Let's talk. Okay, well, Ben, on Saturday, this bracket is actually going to be wrestled. That feels like relevant conversation. Seth Gross and Ethan Lezak are going to wrestle each other. That is pretty cool. And the winner will get Dayton Fix. How fascinating. I want to talk about that. So the reseed.
Got it.
All right.
Okay, go for it.
Bob Seger. So the early interesting matches of note, they're all pretty good. I mean, the first thing I noticed, Gross-Lezak is a really interesting stylistic matchup because they're both sort of goofy, just unique guys for the weight. I think Lezak can be competitive here. I don't know if he can get past, because I don't know if their weird matchup and maybe some of their similarities are a good thing or a bad thing for Lezak. What do you think?
Well, you know, the match I was thinking of is McDonough versus Lezak, and I'm not obviously a reference to freestyle because McDonough is not great on bottom and freestyle. But the thing I was going to say is I couldn't believe how big Ethan Lezak looked. I was like, damn, that dude looks big. And so obviously he couldn't make 57 anymore. So, but I feel like he's still going to be big for 61. But is he going to be too big? Because he has competed at 65 now. Is he going to be too big to the point where it's like it's a 1 hour weigh-in and or whatever 2 hour? And he's not going to feel that good, or is he going to be like perfectly sized for 61?
I think he'll probably be just a good size, 33 or 61. I think that's probably the perfect competition weight for Lezak. He's going to look big. He will be one of the bigger guys here. It was kind of crazy when he moved up from 25 to 33. It's like he is once again the biggest person in this weight class. It's like, how big is Ethan Lezak?
How big did he look compared to McDonough? He was huge.
And McDonough was a guy where like, this guy is so big. And then Lezak was monstrous. So one of Lezak's great attributes is his single leg and his ability to finish. He can get to it pretty consistently. And he's an amazing finisher of his single leg.
Yes.
Enter Seth Gross, one of the trickiest guys in the game to finish on. And this is a match I don't know if we ever saw, did we?
I don't think we did, because Lizak was actually at 25 and Gross didn't spend any time. Remember, Gross was 41 and then went down to 33.
I thought they might have been in the same bracket 1 year. But
really?
I could be misremembering. Yeah, I thought like Gross is maybe the year Gross won, but maybe not. I could be misremembering. That is not uncommon. So anyway, that's an interesting matchup. I think Zane Richards picks off Nashawn Garrett in round one potentially here.
Woo!
I don't even think that's big. I mean, it's a 10-7. It's not like an earth-shattering yeah. result, but I think Zane's looked good. Zane has beaten him in freestyle before. If you're Joe Colon, are you just like fingers crossed like crazy that Zane beats Nashawn? Because Nashawn has been, you know, they've gone back and forth, yeah. Colon and Nashawn over the years.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that would be a nice benefit for him, big time.
And then DeShazer, Nato, winner gets Soriano. We're kind of penciling in
DeShazer,
Nato.
The loper. It's going to stick with his loper. DeShazer going on a run. Best biceps in the bracket, no doubt. Maybe any bracket.
It's true.
This guy's got the gun show.
Ooh, DeShazer?
Oh, yeah.
He's got good biceps? I never looked at
him. He's about 5 foot.
I know he's shorter and stockier, but I have not noticed his biceps specifically.
He's a well-put-together individual.
Cool.
So the last Oklahoma wrestler I remember DeShazer wrestling, he slapped in his face. It was Cody Brewer. Will he slap?
He does happen to slap a few people.
He's been known to slap. Nathan Tomasello, now at the Oklahoma RTC. Is he vulnerable? Is this? Will there be another slapping?
I think Nato's kind of slappable.
He is. He's a scrapper. Nato, very nice person. Very nice guy. But not the nicest wrestler, if we're just being honest. No, I kid. I don't think DeShazer would do that. Nikki, if DeShazer beats Tomasello, and we got Soriano DeShazer,
you're trying to slap Soriano.
That's gonna be. Happen. I mean,
that could be a problem.
Yeah, we could have some. Yeah, maybe we'll see it. You never know. So
hey, so I wanted Soriano. To fact check your Lizak comment about him and Gross being in the same bracket, and I went to WrestleStat, and there's no Ethan Lizak. It does not come up on the search. But you know who does? Adam Lizak. I don't know Adam Lizak.
He had a brother that wrestles at Penn.
Okay, this guy wrestles at Muhlenberg. Can someone tell me how I get to Ethan Lizak?
Just Google it.
Yeah, just Google.
Oh,
the quickest way on WrestleStat is to Google the name WrestleStat, and then the profile pops up. I have a better time doing it.
So I just did that with Deacon also, Christian, because I wanted to. I was checking out. Did you know he comes up, and it's all the correct results. Do you know what his name comes up as on
what?
Track? Paul Deacon.
Paul Deacon?
I don't know if they, like, changed it so they people couldn't search him or something, but his name clearly says Paul Deacon right here, and then it's all the correct results, you know, the fifth at Big Ten, sixth at NCAAs. All the results are the right results, but it says Paul Deacon.
Man. He sounds like he'd be an elder at the church, Paul Deacon. Okay. So, Gross Lizak, are you? What percentage chance do you give Lizak in knocking off Seth Gross?
Oh, man. That's a really good question.
Five?
Not very good. I was gonna say eight.
Oh, my gosh.
I would go bigger than those.
Yeah.
No way.
They wrestle 10 times.
Lizak wins.
They wrestle 100 times. You think he wins 5 of those?
Yes.
Yeah. Dang. I think he wins more. No, I mean, especially with the way Gross wrestles, there's absolutely a margin for error. I mean, he does so many risky things and puts himself in position.
He still normally beats pretty much everyone.
He normally wins. But you're saying 5%? That's really, really
small. I would have said like
15
to 20.
I mean, I think they wrestle 5 times, he wins one match.
I think anything that Lizak has showed us in freestyle, 5% is really maybe generous.
Okay.
Wow, so you're saying he's that bad, huh?
I just think that Gross is way better in freestyle. Lizak, okay. I think his folk style results and what he did to McDonough maybe are clouding our perception a little bit.
That's possible. Yeah, he does have the win over Austin DeSanto, though, 6-2.
In freestyle?
Yeah.
No. In that folk case. Style. Oh. He lost two losses to Soriano, then he only lost to DeSanto in overtime. So the other thing that maybe could be with your judgment on this, on him, I mean, obviously we're watching them wrestle 17 pounds apart, and now they're going to be the same weight class, right? We're watching Seth Groves wrestle at 57, watching Ethan Lizak wrestle at 143, which he's got to be small for 143. And so maybe that is, you know, part of the thinking process there.
Right. So obviously I do take Seth. I think it's an interesting match. Now, Seth might just 10-0 him. He scores a lot of points.
That's very definitely savvy. Possible. And but do you think Seth, I have a hard time seeing him get gutted all that much.
Seeing Seth get gutted?
No, Ethan. You said 10-0 Seth. Because he's just like so gangly, and I could see him like hooking the leg or jumping over, you know, something to that effect.
Yeah, I'm not picking a 10-0. If I said that, I didn't mean to.
Wait, wasn't that what you said?
I don't think so. I don't think I said 10-0.
You said 10-0.
Fair enough.
Okay.
He could 10-0.
Oh, yeah, maybe. I don't think that's what it would be. Yeah, maybe. Maybe I said it. I don't know. I'm losing my mind.
He 10-0 himself, scores a lot of points.
Yes.
I believe it was the transcription.
Yes.
Transcribe the audio.
Yes, we need the transcription. We need the court reporter. So I got Gross by a margin. Who knows what I'll say. But I do think Gross will win, which sets up the match, one of the matches. But Gross Fix, we've been wanting to see this match for five ever, and we've never seen it somehow. And these guys are both team enter every tournament, but they've just never hit. And so I'm curious. I'm excited to see how it plays out. Gross at the Olympic Trials, I thought he kind of – there's some calls that just don't make sense in his Cologne match. And if he beats Cologne, what happens? I don't know. And then Dayton, you know, he fell to Vito and then was out of the tournament. So both these guys forfeited out after they lost. So I don't really have a true recent gauge of really where they're at. It would have been great to have seen them wrestle in the wrestle back, but neither did it. So how do we see this match going?
Oh, hey, can I withdraw my Lizak 20%? I just got to his results finally. These are all at 65, so maybe it's the loss to 12-2 Brock Zackerl, 11-0 Pat Lugo, 11-0 Nishan, 10-0 Pat Lugo, pinned by Mitch McKee, 8-0 Pat Lugo.
Yeah, like I said, 5% shot at best for Zack.
I think he wrestled 61 at Senior Nationals too and didn't have great results.
I'm not seeing that result here. At least it's not on. I'm on Flow, so it's not on Flow. The America's Cup results were the ones that I was referencing. Oh, gotcha. And that might have even been 65 plus 2, too. So he might have been at a disadvantage there.
What was the America's Cup?
It was something. It was something USA Wrestling did to get some extra
camp
matches.
In North Carolina.
Okay.
Like February.
Yep.
Got it. Now I remember.
He took fourth at Senior Nationals.
Sounds like some sort of a boat race of some kind, a sailboat race. That's what I think America's Cup. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, JD just said that he took fourth, and he lost to 10-0 to Nashon, and then he was down 7-0 to DeShazer and got pinned.
Dang. Uh-oh. All right. Man, I have to withdraw these.
Withdrawn.
He did beat there.
Withdrawn.
Okay. So.
And White Henson and Sean Faust.
We've turned the page. We've Bob Seger'd Ethan Lizak. All right, now let's move forward. Let's stop going back. How do we think Gross Fix goes, Ben? Stop evading. Sniffles, that's, Ben.
It's fascinating.
Ben's getting emotional.
How have we not seen this match before? It's pretty crazy that we've never seen it. So Fix is probably not going to shoot in on a single leg. Gross is probably not going to get slid by. What's going
to
happen?
Gross is going to get – can Gross get to a two-on-one?
He'll dive in there.
Can he get to his two-on-one against Dayton?
He won't do anything effective with his two-on-one. But he'll definitely dive in on legs. It's probably who's going to win the scramble. Seth is very – I'm gonna pick Seth. Seth is really tricky in those scrambles.
Man.
He's very unique.
Here's what I see. Seth in on the leg. then the match starts, and Seth's going to get in on the leg. So it's interesting because Seth, I laud his finishing. I think he's really, really good at. He can get into not great positions, and he finds a way to get two. But I think Dayton is a different sort of challenge on those finishes. And I wonder, and he's really creative with his leg defense.
Man, Seth is really, so I'm just telling you, I have scrambled with Seth Gross. He is very, like, unique, just in the way his body moves, his legs yes. and his hips move, it's very unique. If Dayton hasn't felt that before, it's going to be a tough feel for him.
But even when Seth is in on his leg.
Yeah, well, because when Seth gets on his leg, Dayton's going to go over the top, attack the ankles, try to kick off and that type of stuff, and that'll put them in, you know, far ankle side by side, those type of positions.
Man, I'm super torn here. I mean, either one of these guys could go on to – this is like a potential finals match, a potential 2 out of 3 match, in my opinion, that's happening in the quarters. I think that whoever I pick here, I think is going to make the finals on this side. Golly. All right, JD, you go. I'm kicking the can down.
Scaredy cat.
Gross.
So we got 2 for Gross. The Reverend.
Yeah.
Who you got?
I don't know why I feel like
the nicknames vary with me.
That's fine.
This one, I feel like, I don't know why I feel like if it was 2 out of 3, Dayton, I would almost favor Dayton and pick Dayton. But this one time, I'll go with Gross.
Wow, we're all going
because I think it's a pretty even. They wrestle 10 times. Maybe Seth wins 6. Maybe it's 4 or 5, but I think this time I'll go with Seth this time.
Yeah, me and JD did that video on this bracket, and I picked Seth to win the whole thing.
Whoa!
So I just I like his freestyle game a lot, and I like that he's up at 61. I have a hard time like thinking about what this matchup looks like between Dayton and Seth. But I like the matchup.
Man, I was chatting with Nomad yesterday. He's got Seth too. Everyone likes Seth Gross in this mix.
Well, I'm not mad at it.
It's just
this point.
What'd you say? I'm sorry.
I've only picked him to the semis at this point. So I have not picked him to win the bracket.
I know, but there's just a lot of love for Seth, which is understandable, but there's a lot of big names in here. So to see a lot of people who know a ton about freestyle wrestling kind of concentrated is what I maybe didn't expect. I'm going to go Dayton.
You sound supremely confident.
Oh, super confident. I'm certain. I am certain of it. No, I don't know why. I actually give him a little more of an advantage when Seth attacks. That could be my fatal error in judgment and evaluation. And I'm totally acknowledging that Seth is really good in that stuff. I know that. I just think that is like really, it's in Dayton's wheelhouse. That's like what he's looking for. He's really going to be tough there. And also one thing we're maybe not considering, just Dayton's forward pressure. How can he control center? And Seth's not someone who you see really get like marched around the mat.
Yeah.
You don't. But that is an advantage that I think Dayton will have. Parterre. I don't know.
I think Dayton turns and maybe gets on top.
Yeah, that's the thing.
You're almost talking me into Dayton.
And that's no takebacks, even though I do it all the time. I've earned the right to change my mind all the time. So I'm going with Dayton with a high degree of uncertainty and reverence for both these guys because I think they're both really freaking good. But I'm going to go Dayton in this instance. A 2 out of 3 would be stupendous, but we're not going to get that, at least not this weekend.
For the record, I would pick either guy in this match to make it to the finals.
And take out Shelton Mack.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. So are we penciling Graf to the semis? Because we could just talk about that, the semi.
Shelton Mack did look good at Senior Nationals, and there are a lot of questions around Tyler Graf.
And Josh Kramer can really freestyle too. Josh Kramer's
Was it Kramer or Shields that beat Nashawn at senior nationals?
I think it was Kramer.
Kramer, yeah.
It was Kramer?
Kramer has beaten, like, tons of NCAA champions in freestyle wrestling. So, I mean,
he beat Nashawn bad, too, if I remember right.
Nashawn is a very tough wrestler to prognosticate ever.
He blew the doors off Seth Gross at RTC Cup.
He did. All right, what are we doing with Graf? Are we advancing him to the semis?
Or I'm advancing him to semis, yes. Okay. Yes, do whatever you want.
Thank you. I will also advance him to the semis.
I will too.
But with respect to Kramer and Mac, that I think it could be interesting. But Pete Graf, we just have to operate under the expectation that Graf will be good. So
I've got. Oh my gosh! You know, hey, if we go back to 2019, you know who Tyler Graf lost to? Joey Palmer.
John Morrison.
Joey Palmer.
Oh my gosh.
He lost to John Morrison too.
What happened?
He got J-Mo?
Twice.
Yeah.
John Morrison, I thought he was retired by 2019.
You're right. That was 2018.
Okay.
2018.
Still. Yeah, Palmer had like a fire U.S. mm-hmm. Open where he beat like Graf and Corey Clark. Well, yes. Joey Palmer.
And Ramos. And Bo Bart. Oh, no. That's Tony Ramos.
And Bo Bassett.
I got so excited.
He beat Bo Nickel, Bo Bartlett, Bo Bassett all in the same tournament. Joey Palmer's on fire.
Whatever happened to Joey Palmer?
I don't know.
His tournament disappeared.
I don't remember.
Wow.
Did he go to Iowa State for a minute?
I don't know. I don't know.
No one knows where Joey Palmer is, guys.
I'm on it.
Look into it. All right. Kozak's going to get his people involved. All right. Graf versus Fix. I got Dayton Dwayne into the finals.
Graf. I'm going Gross over Graf.
Gross over Graf. James Dean?
Yeah, Gross over Graf.
Kozak?
I would also go Fix over Graf too if that would happen.
Same.
I got Gross winning it.
Yeah, so we're unified there in that we think Graf will lose in the semis, which means it probably will not happen. I think Graf versus Dayton is going to be close. I don't see Dayton, even if Dayton gets on top, is he gonna? I don't see him racking up some parterre. Graf is like one of those guys who has all the skills to. He's really good parterre. He's really good neutral. Defensively, he can have some issues, but he's pretty solid head hands. Dayton will have a hard time piling up the points, I think, but I think late match in the margins, you just got to go Dayton in that situation.
Who did Graf beat 2019 Final X? Because I'm on the trials, and he beat
Cologne, right?
He beat mm-hmm. Earl. Oh, Cologne, yeah. Because he beat in this one, he beat Earl Hall, Joey Palmer, and then Nico Megalutis mm-hmm. were the three guys he beat at the trials.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe people are saying I'm mean here, but maybe we're overrating his 2019 run if those were the three guys that he beat. Because Nico had a couple good years, but he never really excelled all that much at freestyle. Joey Palmer had one good tournament ever, to my knowledge, and Earl Hall was never on that level where he's really competing to make a world team.
I don't think you're overrating. We're all picking him to lose in the semis. So I think we have properly rated him. So far, we have rated him to beat either Shelton Mack or Josh Kramer. That is the rate. So I think we're threading the needle.
Okay.
So fair enough. Top side has been taken care of. No need to wrestle it at this point. So let's head down to the bottom where Nato DeShazer, Nashawn Zane, we should sort that out right away. Anyone given other than JD given DeShazer a shot against Nato?
I think it'll be competitive, but I'm picking Nato.
Okay. So then that gives us another match that we have not seen. Nick Suriano versus Nathan Tomasello. This was supposed to happen, I think, at Rutgers in a duel. And then this was the famous Nathan Tomasello didn't go. He was in a wedding or something. And then... he talked openly about why he wasn't at that match. And I know that was not the Rutgers contingent really wanted that match. We're disappointed it didn't happen. And then they didn't hit it NCAA, so no match. But now they're going to wrestle. And to me, it's a close competitive match. Based on what I've seen from Nick Soriano the last couple months, I think he's going to be really good here, and I've got him. I think Nato is going to have a hard time generating the offense, getting to Nick's legs. I don't think he's going to be able to control center enough. I think he could get Nick put on the shot clock, but I don't think he's going to like give Nick problems on the edge. And I think Nick, quick strike, a takedown or two. I don't know if he gets any re-attacks off Nato, because Nato, one of the tougher guys to re-attack, I think. So I've got Soriano taking out Tomasello.
Agreed.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Tight. Okay. I speak for all of you now, moving forward. Then I've got Zane over Nashawn. I'll just say it. I think that's going to happen. And then I've got Cologne over Zane Richards. Cologne looked good at trials. I thought he got beat up pretty good by Gilman, but
he got beat up pretty good by Gilman.
But Gilman's not here, so no Gilman.
I'm gonna go Zane. No, I didn't pick Zane or Nashawn, did I?
Not yet.
That's a tough one.
I have a hard time with Nashawn, knowing that he's like, it's kind of between training situation. It's like,
yeah,
I don't know if you can have more than one. I mean, you learned this. It's just got to be your thing. If you're entering wrestling tournaments, it's just got to be training. It's like a really, sort of a all encompassing lifestyle.
Yeah, so. That's for sure. Well, I'm going to go Nashawn over Zane Richards in a crazy one.
Okay. Love it. And then versus Cologne?
Yeah, and I'm going to go Nashawn over Cologne also.
Ooh. Oh! Nashawn on a run.
Oh, baby.
Okay, Kozak.
Give me Cologne over Nashawn.
Cologne over Nashawn. Yep. Okay. And James.
I'm really struggling with Zane Nashawn because I think Joe beats either one. I'll go Nashawn over Richards. Wow. And then Joe Cologne.
Let it not be said that Zane Richards wasn't properly represented here. I did my best, but you know what? They're their own people. But so we all have Cologne in the semis except for Ben, who has Nashawn.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna go Soriano over Nashawn. So he's not in the semis anymore. He's out of the semis.
He's out later. So mm-hmm. I have Soriano winning over Cologne. He already has, and he basically wasn't training freestyle at that point in time. I think, and I'll reiterate, man, this draw for Nick, I think, is there's not an easy one, but this is definitely the most beneficial one for Nick Soriano on this bottom side. I think the matchups are really strong. I think only having to beat one of – I think the two toughest matchups are Seth and Dayton, and the fact that he'll only have to see one of them is advantageous.
I agree.
And it wouldn't be until the finals either. So I've got Soriano in the finals versus Dayton Duane. John?
Soriano, Seth Gross finals.
That's what I got.
I'm Soriano, Seth Gross final too.
Okay. So we're in uniform agreement of Soriano on the bottom. We're split with Gross and Fix. Actually, not split. It's just me.
Just you.
It's just me, and that's fine. I'll just be on Dayton Fix Island. That's a good island to be on. He makes a lot of
man. I can see that happening. So if I have to give a percentage chances to the top who makes the finals, Seth Gross is my biggest pick, but then Fix would be my next biggest, and Graf would be after that.
Yeah, so I would go like 40% Dayton, 35% Seth, and the rest to maybe Graf.
Yep.
Because you have to give Graf a decent percentage just for the fact that his quarter is going to be Shelton Mack or Josh Kramer, and theirs is going to be each other. So,
well, I think the biggest argument for, and I would have to go look at the bracket, but the biggest argument for Taylor Graf is actually that he did really well at the 2019 Worlds. It's probably the biggest. Where do I find Kozak? Where do I find that bracket?
UWW.org.
Yeah.
ESPN.com/fantasy football. So, okay. I'm going to go Suriano over Dayton. I'll call it. I think Dayton gets one. But I think Suriano. I think one thing Suriano has, I think is a one, are they going to be able to take each other down? That remains to be seen. That may not happen. But I think if it, I envision Suriano have a better shot of taking down Dayton than vice versa, right? Mm-hmm. Not that Nick is uber offensive against Dayton. He's pretty conservative as well. But we're going back to a freaking NCAA final for what it's worth. Yeah. But he was really taking ground in that match. And Dayton, I think, even got hit for stalling in that match. And, you know, if that were freestyle, it would be a lot different. And Dayton would have to pressure back in. And what kind of action does that create? I think freestyle should create more action for these two. Whereas the penalty for going out of bounds in folk style is there is none. Whereas in freestyle, so I think there'll be more action. I think there will be takedowns. I think there'll be numerous takedowns in this series.
Oh, you're on drugs.
You don't numerous. They're gonna wrestle 2 to 3 times. You don't think
let's get
numerous.
One.
Two is numerous. Two numerous. Is numerous. Okay. You take one or less, I take two or more.
If they have multiple matches.
Well, they're in the finals, it will be multiple matches.
I got a bet for you. Well, I don't have them in the finals. I got a bet for you. It's gonna be less than one per match. The average.
I'm not taking that bet. I said the series will have numerous takedowns.
Chicken!
I'm not a chicken. That's what I believe.
You're a chicken.
Did you just cluck?
No, I said.
I think he clucked. Don't you cluck.
I did not cluck.
Don't do it. He clucked.
I'll go get a chicken from my
backyard.
Rewind
the tape. JD clucked.
I was about to say, well, if you have multiple, saying there will be multiple takedowns in this series?
In the series, which means there could be two.
Two and two matches.
If there's three matches, who knows? I'll go crazy. Maybe there will be three. Someone's getting a takedown. Someone is going to be losing late, and there's not going to be the safety of overtime on the other side. Okay?
Thank goodness.
Because we solve things like civilized humans with criteria. That's how it's done. That's how it's supposed to be done. It's the beginning of time. It's how the cavemen settled disputes, we are told. So, I've got Suriano. No one knows what's going to happen here. If you say you're certain, everyone thinks a lot of people like Seth Gross here. It's interesting. I'll move on from this, and I'd like to get y'all's picks and who you see winning this.
I've got Suriano.
I got Suriano over Gross.
Okay, and we know Kozak has Gross.
Gross. Yep.
Okay. Slight pivot.
Hey, Kozak, I need a little bit of help. What is ALB country code? I'm looking at Brad.
Albania.
Albania. How did I not think of that? Idiot. I'm a geography major. Such a failure.
Wow. So my question is, who of these individuals is our best metal threat? Who has the toughest matchup for planet Earth? Because part of me likes... I mean, Suriano, definitely. I mean, what we saw at DeGlane is like, okay, these foreigners are slick and athletic, and they had no answers for him. Part of me likes the idea of Seth's unknown and how totally wacky his style is. He's got a really unique thing, but he also scares me at the same time.
Like his ability to put, you know, three matches together against world-class guys.
I think Suriano is the best matchup against international competitors. You look at his I was just looking at his complete senior level record, and the most points he's allowed in a match is 4 out of like 21 matches. And so like I think that level of defense against international competitors I think is really dangerous. I think Seth his propensity to give up points is dangerous when you got on the international level.
Yes. Yeah. It's kind of a scary thing. I feel like with Seth, it might win him 2 matches and lose him 1, right? Like almost kind of what you're alluding to. Like his craziness will be like maybe a match he wouldn't normally win. He can trick these guys and like, you end up in his like wild style. But then in one of them, like almost like the McKenna match, but McKenna's a bad example because he's like much
lived
bigger.
By the sword, died by the sword.
Much yes. Yeah. Yes. Okay, great discussion here on 61.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, who do you think?
No, the McKenna thing drew me. I think it's Suriano. The McKenna thing drew me back to Lezak because you think McKenna's a 65. Have you watched McKenna versus Gross and you had no idea and you thought they're the same weight class, you might come away with the impression, dang, Gross kind of sucks, you know? But then you just see like, oh, hey, weight classes matter. Joey's a lot freaking bigger, and that's why he dominated. You know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
If Lezak is wrestling up and he's way smaller, maybe that's why he's getting worked all those times. Okay. Maybe he just is not that good.
So I got Suriano. Ben has Lezak making the team. And, that's 61.
Trying to figure out where Joey Palmer's at.
Where's Joey Palmer? Listen, Facebook and YouTube.
No one can find him.
Someone find Joey Palmer. We found Graf. He's at the one seed. We'll probably see him in Lincoln. We don't know where Joey Palmer is. We need to find him.
Yeah.
So we're going to try to track him down. Joey, if you're out there. We're thinking about you. Okay, 65 kilograms, a little more simple in a lot of different ways. Only six individuals. You've already talked about the fact that no one wants to enter this tournament at 65 hardly. So it's Yanni and Joey.
So weird.
It's sort of weird. Then again, JD didn't enter, so he's no better.
Chicken. True.
You're no better, so don't take any shots, JD. So let's just talk through these quarters and then get to the thing and then get to the finals, which we all know kind of what the final is going to be. But you know what? We'll follow our process. Pletcher versus Heil. I've got – dude, I don't know. I was going to say that, and then I was like, man, Pletcher. Yeah, I'll go Pletcher. Luke Pletcher. Hendo Pohlmeier.
Well, hey, listen, I don't want Randy to pray. We got to kind of hurt. It's already 9-12. We don't start making the picks.
Time on 61. Well, 61, and we had to figure out where Joey Palmer
79
was.
79 is not going to be fast. Short. 79, we need to, yeah, we got to go.
All right, well, hey, we're wasting time right here. Okay, let's just get to it. You know what? Let's get to it. Yanni McKenna, how's it going? 2 out of 3. All respect Yanni. To the other four. You got Yanni. 2 straight?
Yes.
Is he the streak breaker?
He's going to break the streak, boys.
I love
streak
it.
Streak broken. Let's go.
I love it. And where are you? Okay. Follow-up question. Are you going to help me throw a parade?
I will donate to your parade, yes.
Donate. Okay, that's fine. I would like you on a float.
I don't know if I can show up.
I would
up.
Like you to – you can't be
I
troubled
can't
to go on a
you
float.
I'm gonna show up. Man, if I got a free day on my calendar, I'll come to Rochester. We'll be in the parade. But, you know, if I'm busy, I can't make it. I'm sorry.
15-year drought. He won't sit on a float. Fly him out. Put him on a float. Too busy. Busy Ben Askren, they call him. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think Yanni does it in 2. I think – I don't know
does
if
he break the streak? Same question.
Yes. It's happening. We're breaking it.
Yeah, this is the year to do it.
This is the year to do it.
The field is down.
All the Olympic medalists I don't think are going to be in Oslo. So if there's any year, is it?
None of them?
I don't think so.
What about Haji?
I don't know.
Is he too sad?
Azerbaijan, they put a different guy in the entries that just came out.
Haji's sad.
Ooh.
Which makes me sad.
Dang.
Dude, I would love to watch Yanni and Haji Aliyev wrestle.
That would be so much fun. Oh, he's kind of getting older, though. How old is Haji? Or did he just start super young? Because it feels like he's been around
30,
forever.
31, something like that.
It's kind of old for that weight class.
Yeah.
He's 30.
Yeah.
He's from Nakhchivan Autonomous Republic in Azerbaijan. It's one of my favorite autonomous republics.
I wish I had an autonomous republic. I might start one. The
Your farm might be republic. An autonomous republic.
There we go. They have no jurisdiction. You guys don't. Cops don't show up here. You have no jurisdiction. I can do whatever the heck I want.
Yep. I'm sure that's basically true anyways. Okay.
It pretty much is. No one can see me, so I just do whatever I want.
All right. So we've got Yanni over Joey. There's all the bulletin board you need, Joey. He certainly can and has done it. It's 2 out of 3 is tough for me to get with beating Yanni twice. So that's my thought.
Okay.
It's hard to get 70. The last match out of your mind as well. 70 kilograms. Oh, my gosh. Look at this. Look at this nonsense. All right.
Dang, you don't even want my pick.
Oh, so I'm sorry. James.
No.
You know what? You James clucked at me. You clucked at me after Ben called me a chicken. And that's what you get, but now you're back in. I want to know who you picked.
Yanni and two.
Kozak.
Man, you brought us back for that. That was really uneventful, James Dean, that you brought us back.
We got to go quick.
All right. Yeah, Russian Ben. Maybe we don't get to as many questions today. That's okay. Or I don't know if there's any opportunity for OT, but maybe this would be – if there was an occasion for OT, this would be the one. 70 kilograms. Let's just go down the bracket and, like, settle the sides like we have. James Green versus, I think, Brock Mahler. I think Brock Mahler beats Elroy Perkin, but maybe not. But I'm moving James Green onto the semis without any fanfare.
I'm going to go – the semifinal will be James Green – versus Zane Rutherford.
I'm with you. The JO Zane rivalry is confusing to me. For a really very hard confusing time. Because even during the matches, you'll be like, all right, JO's got this dude figured out, and then he doesn't win the match.
Yeah.
But I picked Zane last time, or two shows ago, I think. So I'm sticking with Zane. Even though this is not the ideal quarterfinal matchup for Zane. So I got him versus James as well, the semi. James Dean. Deep breath through the nostrils from James. This is weighing on him.
James Green, I'll go Zane over J.O. Okay. James Green over Elroy.
John?
Give me J.O. J.O. James Green. J.O. I don't know why.
Crazy. He doesn't even know.
I don't know.
He has no reason. He doesn't even know what he's saying right now, but he's saying it. All right, I've got Zane over James. Zane is good.
That's at
beating Americans.
That's a wild statement.
What?
Zane I'm doing James. The same. Zane over James.
Zane is good against America.
This is true. This is very true.
You enter him in American wrestling tournaments, he does pretty good against him. I know. We saw what we saw at the trials. I think. I look at that as a little bit of like he was just – I mean, he lost to Joey McKenna. That was maybe one of the most mind-blowing results of the entire Olympic bracket, right? And then,
yes.
You know, what happens after that? You kind of throw it out. Some guys don't even make weight and wrestle back. Well, Zane attempted to and just didn't quite look himself in that moment either. And, you know, what's the impact of the cut? We're not really sure. I think him being up 70 shows the cut's a little bit of a factor for him. So – full feed Zane, I'm kind of like saying, all right, we'll see. I mean, I could be a complete idiot, and that's been said. But I'm going with Zane to the finals.
I'm the same.
Yeah. Oh, wow. All right, so Ben is also an idiot. Team idiot. Me and Ben, let's go.
I'm going to go James Green.
James Green.
Yep.
Don't think y'all are idiots. I almost want to go Zane.
Thank you.
But I'm riding with the guy who has won Team USA 2 medals. James Green.
Thank you, James.
From one James to another.
Wow. This is classic Big James. Yeah. Okay.
I don't like that there's three of the four best guys are on the top side, Green, Oliver, and Zane. I really think the bottom side is underrepresented with the best guys.
So pumped.
Pantaleo's going to the finals. Let's just say it right there. Pantaleo, he's really good. He's going to the finals. Him versus Zane in the finals.
I mean, his semifinal is interesting.
Yeah.
You've got two similar body types, Deacon versus Pantaleo.
It is, though, interesting. Pantaleo's lost to both Berger and Deacon in freestyle.
Are we certain? Berger is darn good. Are we certain he's going to lose to Deacon?
I just picked him. I picked Pantaleo to the finals.
I know. I'm talking Berger-Deacon, though. Are we?
I'll pick Berger.
I'm going Deacon. There. Deacon over Berger. I don't know why.
Berger.
Yeah, their match from the last chance qualifier in March was kind of it was a consolation match. Berger got a takedown and then gutted him four times and teched him in a minute.
It's hard
to see anything different happen, but I don't know. You never really know where Deacon was at then.
You know what? I don't know if he's ever even beaten Berger. What am I doing? He lost to him in folk style, too.
Folk style, yeah.
I'm going Berger. What am I doing?
I'm going to go Berger, Pantaleo, and then Pantaleo in the finals.
This is a wake-up call for my life.
Redact my idiot statement.
Thank you. Wait, I think that means I am an idiot. Yes. That's okay, too. So I got Berger over Deacon. As I've always said, I've got Brayton Lee over Jared Jacques, and then I've got Pantaleo over all of these dudes because he is wrestling phenomenally. 70 kilograms is like perfect weight for this guy, and I think he makes the finals. But then I think it's Zane, and I think it's Zane probably in two. Ben had his great triumph when he said this is going to be a competitive match some months ago, and it was.
Great triumph.
Great triumph for Ben. But I got Zane in this. Two matches over Pantaleo.
I got Zane over Pantaleo. 2-0.
Michael Dean?
I have James Pantaleo. I'm going James Green in 2-3.
2-3. That's fair.
Give me Pantaleo over Green.
Whoa, so you're just like, he figured it out in that last match, and now he's just surpassed James Green? Because I have the exact opposite take there.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's like, man, I beat him once in this tournament. I gotta wrestle Pantaleo again. Pantaleo, nothing to lose. Let's go for it. And he beat him that time. But James is, I'm not, if it's James versus Pantaleo, I have James. If James makes the finals, I think he wins. If Jordan makes the final and goes through Zane and James, I think he wins.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, it'll be a giant Alec Pantaleo party in my face if he wins this one, because I basically said everyone that comes out of the top side beats him. I said what I said.
Yeah, I think Pantaleo's super confident right now.
Yes.
He just beat
his Haji. Tweets gas me up.
Yeah, he beat Haji Aliyev, beat James Green. I think it says, for me, it's more about what I think about Pantaleo and kind of his rise in freestyle.
Yeah, that could be the case. That could be what happens. Not ruling it out at all. 79, I guess we can talk about it. Looking at this bracket, pretty interesting. Tommy Gant, Chance Marsteller, round
they
one.
They didn't seed Hayden Hidley, which I thought was interesting.
Well.
Wait, is he entered?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's still so did they move Downey to? Are they moving Downey to 14 then?
They got to. Yeah, move him to 14. Let's
make more sense.
Give him that. Give him Imar round one.
That could actually be more interesting.
Than Nolf? I don't know. I'd rather see. Nolf Pat Downey is just like a match wrestling needs. I've long said. Yeah, that's weird. To not seed. So that would. Assuming he's the 14, so he would have Imar round one, which I think is less interesting. I think that's a bad matchup for Hayden because their similarities, where they're similar, Imar's going to be better. Let's work our way down. Let's start at the top. Sneezy JD.
We just going to go just to the semis, kind of like we did last time.
Yeah, let's do that. So I've got Marsteller over Gant, Wick over O'Malley, and Nolf over Downey for those three of the top side to set up the quarters.
Yep, I agree.
Go to the semis.
Okay. Well, we can't yet because the quarters are first.
Well, I'm gonna pick Jordan Burroughs versus Jason Nolf in the semis on the top side. I would love to pick Evan Wick, but he lost pretty badly when they wrestled the Olympic Trials. So I'm gonna go Nolf versus Burroughs in the semis.
I think so as well. What percentage chance do you give Pat Downey against one Jason Nolf?
Not, I mean, 79 right off the scale, so small. If they had to wrestle 86 or something, I'm actually going to give Downey a decent shot here. They ain't wrestling 86, so they're wrestling at 79 right off the scale.
Yes, right off the scale. It sets up for all the best things in wrestling. It could be tremendous. All right, but yeah, I give Downey. I'll say 5%. We'll enter the Lizak zone here. I'm not gonna go 20%, but man, if he's feeling good. You never know. But I don't know why he'd be feeling good. He never wrestles this low ever. What am I talking about? Keep it moving. Jordan Burroughs, I think he takes out Chance. I think that's a kind of a fun match for a little bit, and then Jordan just runs through him. So Burroughs versus Nolf, a match we have not seen.
Never.
How close do you think this match is?
Not all that close. I love Nolf, but after seeing kind of how easy Kyle Dake dealt with him at that match they did last year, until Nolf goes, kind of proves otherwise, then I think, he's just that next tier. That he's really good, but he's the tier below Burroughs and Dake.
Yeah, I think it's like a 7-2, 7-3 yep. match, something like that.
I don't know if he gets a point.
Really?
I see like 5-0 kind of thing.
I could see it, yeah.
I mean, he's not – he's going to step out again. Get a step. So, I mean, if you're thinking he scores, you're thinking he either gets a step out or a shot clock. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's going to control center well enough for a shot clock. And maybe he gets to Jordan's legs, but that would – if he gets in and gets a one, I would guess it would be late when the match is already sort of at hand. So I think a blank is very much possible for JB. I don't think it's a tech by any – stretch, but I think 5-6 point margin of victory. So let's get down to the bottom side. This is really interesting. I mean, Carter Storace is someone I said this is someone he could go on a run here. Now,
take it, I dare you.
I've got him over. I'm on.
What?
James Dean's gonna do it.
You just skipped. You just skipped the
go
Taylor Lujan
go
test.
Go for it, JD.
No.
Go off, King. We'll spit something.
Isaiah Martinez was down 9-0 to Devin Skatska at Senior Nationals. That was five months ago. But I just don't think we're going to see a complete 180. I don't think we're going to see old Squimar. Literally after that, he couldn't make weight at the weight he made for that tournament. So, if that didn't kick him into shape and open his eyes, I just don't think we're going to see vintage Aymar. And I think the fact that Soraki entered means we're going to see a good version of Soraki. Not every Penn State guy entered the World Team Trials. So I think that means he's like, I want to compete in this. I feel great. I like my chances. So I got him. Maybe that's dumb. Maybe I'm an idiot, but that's like my upset pick of that.
No, I think James Dean is right, and which makes me wonder why Kirkovic didn't enter, because he could be the favorite to make the team, as could Nick Lee at 65. Now, I'm not saying they're going to make the team, but how crazy would that be?
Kirkfleet, not Kirkovic.
Whatever. Just slap him. Take that bell away from that man.
No.
Distracting us. Anyways,
no, the bell's tremendous.
He can make the team. Nick Lee can make the team. Storace can't make the team, I don't think.
Storace. It's CH. I'm sorry.
I swear to God, it's only 2 weeks now, Christian. I'm going to smash that effing bell. Keep it up.
You think it's our only bell? We got boxes of bells. And honestly, that's really James's buzzer.
Yeah, you should have dung me.
He's Storace. He said
Storace. We don't know, but we don't know about Storace. It could be Storace. We don't know.
Depends on the year.
It depends. It does actually depend on the year. It does actually. That's actually true. So yeah. I think Lujan Storace is super interesting.
I think
Storace has a good sort of matchup for Lujan, because I don't think he's going to enter in all the crazy positions where Lujan can continue. But it's also like one position that Lujan wins, he could just pin him, right?
Yes.
But I think if I'm Storace, I'm like, listen, I'm just going to enter a takedown contest with Taylor Lujan and see how it goes. And that's all I'm going to do. It's the only situation I'm going to engage with. I think
Lujan does have a solid gut, though. I don't think you're remembering that.
Right. Oh, yeah. And I think – and Lujan is good for one of these elbow control duck types of situations. That he could catch him in one of those. So, man, I wanted to be the one kind of like calling the Storace run here. We have been – Ben and I have been long trumpeting the success of Carter. I'm taking Carter here, and I can't go – I got to stop at Aymar, though.
I agree. That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say pushes Aymar, but Aymar wins.
Yes, for sure. I'm not ruling it out. That's Starace versus Aimar is a thing, 100%. Yes. And you're right, Skatska, that you almost flipped me on that, JD. You almost had me going there. But I think the Skatska thing was a wake-up call. I don't know what happened with the weight thing with Burrows. That is – I will never quite understand that part. But if he's here at 79, how many
maybe – But I gotta stick to it.
No, I think you should. I think you're good. I think it's good. Go for it. But I think with Aimar, how many performances? And I'm asking genuinely here. Has he entered a tournament and just done bad? Like we're just like a freestyle, a folk style tournament. Where have you seen Aimar do
senior the, nationals?
What?
That's it.
But he made the finals there and just forfeited out. He didn't lose.
Yeah, but I mean, he looked bad. He was losing 9-0 to Skats and stepped over a gut.
I know. Well, no, it was. That's not what he did.
Inside tripped him.
Yeah, he threw him to his back and pinned him. But I would say he really. That's like the one performance you can say he looked bad, and he did not lose any matches.
That's true.
In that tournament. So if Aimar's there
and was coming off injury,
the only other example I can think of is like 2015-ish or 16. He tried to make 70 at Bill Farrell or something, and just. His body had long outgrown 154 and a half. And that's the only other example I can think of. So Aimar's there. He's going to probably do pretty good. So I think he beats Starace, though it's pretty close.
Yes.
So that, and I've got Ringer over, I'll take McFadden over Skatska and then Ringer over McFadden.
I'm going to go Ringer over Aimar in the semi.
I concur. And okay. We have this match has happened, correct, John Kozak, at 2017.
Ringer Aimar?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it was 4-2.
Ringer?
Ringer, yeah.
And then Ringer went up after this, or after that year, I think. And then, so yeah.
Yeah, 2017 World Team Trials.
So I've got Ringer, which sets up the final, I think most of us thought would happen. Wait. Well, I don't know who you got.
Ringer.
You got Ringer. Kozak Scott. Skatska? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So Burrows versus Ringer final. I think this is I think it's competitive. I think it's tough. I think it's a tough matchup for Jordan. Of all the guys here, I think he's probably the toughest one. But I got Burrows in two.
I got Burrows in two. Very competitive, but Burrows gets them both matches.
Yes. Yes.
Yep. Same.
Give me Burrows in three. I think Ringer gets one.
Ringer gets one.
Yeah.
Okay. How do we think the quote fatigue or the just the grind of a tournament? Because he's gonna have one, two. He'll have two matches and then a two out of three. So
it's the next day, two,
four, potentially five. So two matches one day, two to three the next. That's not exactly a meat grinder, murderer's row type of thing. He's got to beat two good wrestlers. Like Chance Marshall or Tommy Gant are going to make you wrestle really hard. Jason Nolf is going to make you wrestle really hard. But
I think if the tournament was all in one day, I think that would actually favor Burrows even more. Just like with his mentality.
I love it.
How he gets better as the day goes on.
Yeah, that's the thing. I got JB. He's so... Just the savviness can't be understated. And the thing I'm most excited to see is just how does he look at this weight class compared to 74? That's going to be a really fun thing to discuss. All right, so that's 79. So the meat of the conversation has happened. Now we get to 92, which is a little simpler. Jaden won, Nate Jackson the two.
How did they see Nate Jackson over Colin Moore? We didn't even bring that up.
Yes.
Senior Nationals.
Explain.
He won 92 at Senior Nationals in May.
And Colin Moore doesn't have results at the weight, and that's basically what it comes down to.
Okay.
I would have flipped him.
I would have flipped him 2-3.
Exactly. I would have done the same. Are we given any – well, let's not skip ahead.
Trey Heidley and Nate Jackson could
That's
be
what I wanted to skip to. That's what I wanted to skip to.
I don't think it's interesting enough Nate Jackson wins.
Did they hit an RTC Cup?
That's what I was just checking. I'm not sure.
I don't feel like they did.
Nate Jackson, Trent Heidley. Trent beat everyone at RTC.
He went undefeated.
He beat Miles Amin.
He beat
Brett Favre, Abinader, Miles Amin, Drew Foster.
My gracious.
Foster beat.
Pick him, I dare you.
Oh, no. No, I'm not. We're not skipping ahead. We're okay. A nation of laws, and we're going to start at the top and work our way down.
I got James Cox in the finals.
You're a madman.
I'm not picking anything else.
You're a madman. Gadsden giving any shot to Miles Martin against Kyven Gadsden?
Yeah, I got Martin.
Oh, that's a big shot.
Kevin's being weird on Twitter talking about 125, but I don't think he's going 125.
All right. I hope he didn't go 125. He tried that, I think.
That was in a cage, though.
It was in a cage. How does the elimination of the cage impact things? We may never know. I've got Kyven over Miles. And then I've got Jaden over Kyven. I've got Colin over Mock, but this is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is a thing. And I think Mock beat him at RTC Cup. He hit that nice double leg. So this could get very much turned on its head. I'm just going Colin here. Trenton versus Nate. You could have a lot of potential finals here, especially if Mock can beat Colin again. Because then I think Trent could beat Nate. And then I think Trent could beat Mock potentially, maybe. I think Nate could beat Trent, and then he could beat Mock. But I don't think Nate can beat Colin. Write it down.
I didn't follow.
Well.
Yeah, you got me. Jaden Cox, the world team representative at 92 kilograms.
Skipping to the end. I've got Nate over Trent, and I've got Colin over Nate. That's a fire. That's Colin versus Jaden. I want to see that really badly. But give me Jaden Michael DeBory Cox on the world team, and he will win another world title at 92 kilograms.
Yeah, I'm pretty much going to scratch this bracket.
Okay. So let's just get to the 125, and I think we can just get to it. This is just let's talk.
Yes.
Briefly.
Thank you for skipping the small talk, Christian. Let's get to Amazing Paris, Nick Gwizdowski. Who you picking? I hope Mrs. Gwizdowski.
Well, I was going to throw you a bone, Mr. Tiger Style. Talk about your former teammate, Dom Bradley. Do you give him a shot? Do you give the man a chance against Mason Paris? No way, you say.
Well, Mason Paris beat him already this year, and Mason Paris is getting better. I think Dom likely finishes third place in this bracket. He's a United States World Team member again. Which, how many teams has he made? Probably like
national teams,
five to seven. A lot. But I'm going, and I'm just going to skip right to it. I'm going Mason Paris over Nick Gwizdowski, and I'm going to go Mason Paris for the world medal.
Love it, love it, love it. I got Mason over Gwiz in three matches. So I think Gwiz gets match one, and then Mason too young, and he runs away in the last two. A la, I compared this to the Varner Snyder 2016 thing.
On Gwiz and two.
Got it.
Woo! Gwiz and two, huh?
I know. I think they are very close, though. I almost said three, but then I almost thought if it goes three, I almost want to pick Mason. But I think Gwiz wins, so I go
Gwiz.
He's got
to do it in two. Can't go a third. Mm-hmm. Gwiz can't go to a third. That would be the limit. So he's got to do it in two. Kozak, what do you think?
Yeah, Mason in two.
Whoa.
Yep.
Two piece. Okay, so we're kind of all over. Very exciting. I think we skip some of these other topics and go to questions because all this stuff is just as pertinent next week. So we do that. Mm-hmm.
We need some pertinence next week.
Pertinence. Well, we'll have plenty to talk about after this weekend, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
sure. Okay, from Luke. C. Piles has lost multiple bets and not paid up. He lost a tattoo bet to Jaden Cox.
Oh, good point.
Hold on. He lost a tattoo bet to Jaden Cox. He's lost multiple bets to Ben for push-ups. Pretty sure he owes someone a lot of farms for lost bet. Is there any bet he will follow through on? Well, Luke, I got a tattoo last year. Boom, roasted. I do more push-ups in a day than you probably do in a month. Boom,
wait,
roasted.
Let me see your tattoo. Let me see it.
I'm not taking my shirt off.
We don't believe you.
I'm very shy. It's the tattoo's been seen.
It's the USA Wrestling.
It's right the USA Wrestling. Right here, right between my singlet straps.
They just lift the back of your shirt up. Turn around.
It's not really. Jeez, Ben.
American public needs to see this, Christian Piles.
There's no way. I paid up.
You know who's seen the tattoo? Jaden Michael Tabori Cox. Some of my coworkers have seen it. I got the ink.
They're not trustworthy. He's a Russian spy. Jaden's too nice.
Jaden's too nice.
Jaden is an honest person.
Right now.
No. But I have a tattoo. JD can confirm.
Yeah. I can't believe you then. I don't believe JD. He's a spy. Okay.
I do all the push-ups in the world, and I've won more farms than I've lost. So those people who I lost farm bets to, they are proud farmers. Thank a farmer. Farmersonly.com. All right. This question really made me think. Adam Rush, are you more surprised that Chamizo only has one Olympic or world medal at 74 or that Aliyev only has one Olympic world medal at 65? For me, Chamizo is more surprising because Aliyev has spent more time not at 65, right? He's been at 61. He's been down at 57. So Chamizo not meddling. I mean,
Chamizo's the guy. He was still the same guy at 74. How did Aliyev he didn't have the same success up a weight. He needed 57 day before.
Was 61, you mean? Day before? Yeah, 61.
Well, he won his Olympic medal at 57.
I know. That was a triumph of the human spirit that he was able to make that weight and function.
Yeah. He did 3 golds at 61. That's his jam.
Yeah, what a legend. So I'll say Chamizo only having one. Then again, if you look at his performances, his losses are to like Sitikov, Jordan Burroughs, Dake, and Kady Magomedov. So he doesn't really, he really does wrestle well. It's just that weight is freaky good. But I really want Kozak's perspective here.
I don't know. I don't have the question in front of me. But what I was thinking is I think Aliyev is a better wrestler than Chamizo. And even in his losses at 65, Rashidov and Odaguru in 2019, right?
And the Rashidov loss.
And then he just made the finals at the of the Olympics. So I don't know what the question was. But
well, are you more surprised that Chamizo has won World Olympic medal at 74 or Aliyev has won World Olympic medal at 65?
Oh. I don't know. That's a good question.
I think so too.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe Aliyev having the one medal just because I think he's better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is a great question by Pat Fetter. How did CP consider anyone other than Joey Silva for best 133 to not win it? Well, just like Dayton Fix. Just like with Dayton Fix, he's got titles to win yet. He has plenty of eligibility. So the titles will come for Joey. Any chance, this is from Chris Foley, not Mick Foley. Any chance for last-minute weight changes at World Team Trials? Could we see a 70 move down due to smaller field? Is this even allowed? So
I don't know.
I'm trying to think if this is happening. I think you can go up. I think you can change weights. If you're qualified for the World Team Trials, you're
in the J.O. that year.
Which year?
Didn't he go up? He was trying to go down to 65 and couldn't went up. How late did he make that change, though?
I don't remember this. Oh, at the Olympic trials in 2012.
Yeah.
Like that day.
Yeah.
He like didn't make it. So he went up. Yeah, so I think you can change. If you're qualified for the trials, you're qualified. So he could definitely move up. Okay. Next question from E Pluribus Unum. This is probably not a real person. That avatar just says fake, but you know who cares about seeding in tournaments? Losers! Because champions will dominate anyone, anywhere, at any time. Listen, seeds are awesome. And they're not, they're for two things, in my opinion. Or here's that. You want some sort of separation, some sowing of the elite guys so that they hopefully hit in the finals or at the right points in the bracket.
Yes.
You want something approximately. But also, I love them because it's a great conversation starter for wrestling fans. It's something to talk about and discuss and like the matchups and the this and to get angry about. It's good that you can get upset.
Now,
about
let's not judge. This guy has an idiotic take, Christian, and I think we have to look no further than all of the world championships where they didn't seed. It's effing idiotic. It is so stupid. Seed the damn bracket. I care about it.
and people
should
care. Who
cares a lot about it is coaches. Coaches get very sad seats all the time because they realize how much they affect.
It matters.
It matters because it's like you have almost no matches 100%, and the harder your opponent is, the smaller that percent chance you win, even if you are a huge favorite, and you add many more of those with lesser percentage, like your percentage of winning goes down.
Yes.
If you're the athlete, you should think about it like this, that I'm going to go out there and win. You shouldn't care.
Ben, when you were were competing on the senior level, was there talk of seeding at the Olympics or World Championships? What was the feel back then?
I don't know. I don't think so. There was significantly less talk and coverage of anything that was international level wrestling at that point in time. I do remember I was really annoyed. I got seeded number 3 at the US Open, and I thought it was just BS, a bad seeding, because at that point I had had 2 or 3 tournaments where I had beaten everybody, and I definitely think I should have been number 1. And I was really annoyed about it. And so a competitor can be annoyed about their seed, and then at the same time, when the moment they're ready to step on the mat, obviously it's irrelevant at that point in time, right? And they should act and wrestle as such that it's irrelevant. But that doesn't mean they can't acknowledge the fact at some point, and that doesn't mean that they can't acknowledge, coaches, fans, media, all these other people can't acknowledge these. And yes, seeds matter. Seeds matter, guys. They really do.
Okay. Which lower seed, last question, which lower seed outside top 4 has best chance to win at team trials? I think
let me get back to the brackets.
I think you guys think Seth Gross is probably the guy with the best shot. He's the 5.
Well, yeah, or Jordan Oliver at the 5.
Seth, so it's Seth or J.O.
Yes. Downey.
Downey. I'm going to say...
I'm going to go Seth.
Going J.O.
I'm going J.O. as well.
It's a good pick, too.
Yeah, I pick Seth, but...
Yeah, so you have...
Yeah, I think Seth, actually.
Yeah. Well, I would imagine
Seth and J.O.
All right. Well, hey, it's 9:47. We got planes to catch tomorrow. We're going to Lincoln, Nebraska. I'm going. JD's going. Kozak is not going. Not invited. He doesn't have his passport. He doesn't have his passport yet, so he can't go to Lincoln.
Nebraska passport.
But we'll be there. We cannot wait. It's going to be so freaking fun. I'm so excited about World Team Trials. I'm excited about this stretch of wrestling we got. It's going to be fire. We've got World Team Trials. And who's number 1 the week after that? And very soon after that, the World Championships. Super 32. It doesn't get any better than that.
Keep
what
sending
a ton.
In voicemails and stuff. We'll get to them eventually. but we will get to them. Okay. Keep sending them in.
Thank you guys so much for listening. See you Saturday at the World Team Trials. We'll be back here Tuesday. No doubt about it. Goodbye.